Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday night. Some of you, it is other parts of the world, it's Thursday morning. To others, it may be Thursday evening. But no matter what part of the day it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word Man broadcast. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast in. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. I just want to welcome you to another God's Word Man broadcast. My name is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message, and I thank God for the opportunity to present His Word tonight. I want to give you this phone number, which is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives them to us, that is what we give them to you. Praise be to God. So for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. Before we go into the lesson, we like to always open up with prayer. So wherever you're listening to this broadcast at, why don't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together that His Spirit will be with us as we take this journey once again into this lesson tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we humble ourselves to come before You in the right way. To petition You for the presence of Your Spirit to be with us. For Lord, we need the truth. We need the true revelational light that comes from You through Your Spirit. We need to be informed. We need to be able to discern between the true and the false. So Father, therefore, that's why we call on You to let Your Spirit be with us as we take this journey into this lesson tonight. And Father, I pray particularly, Lord God, that You will word my mouth for Your glory. And Lord God, that everyone that tunes in to this broadcast, whether they purposely tune in or whether they were just skimming over the airwaves and come across this, let them be touched by Your Spirit. Take a hold of their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we will give You glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you tonight. Amen. For those of you who've been following, I've been doing the series on the Masonic Order. And to show that even though, and you know, I've heard it, and some of you as well may have heard it, that the Masonic Order is a Christian organization, where I've been showing proof that it's not. I also have been doing this because there are those who are Christians who had joined the Masonic Order. And I'm giving you the research and the Word of God to show you that you made a mistake, that you need to repent and come out of it. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be of a mockery type. I'm being straight up serious with you, because there's no doubt in my mind that many of you that joined the Masonic Order did not do your due diligence. You did not research. Search up. You just was told to quote good things. You took it, joined. But God has given you an opportunity to repent, because not only Brother Nate is giving you this information, but you can look out even over the internet. There are other Christians as well who's giving you the true information. Amen. Praise be to God. I also want to say to those of you who is tuning in possibly for the first time, I want to encourage you to go back to the beginning. I'm not saying don't listen tonight, but after you listen tonight, go back to the beginning. And the very beginning of this whole Masonic series is Masonry is not Christianity, the opening. Go from there and work your way up. Because the reason why it's so important is because many times when you come in a middle of something or the ending of something, you don't quite get the understanding that you should get. And so if you start from the beginning and work your way on up, then you'll say, okay, I understand why he's saying this, why he's saying that, why he's saying this. Because you'll find the particular things I will be saying. You say, why are you saying that? Well, listening to earlier past broadcasts on this Masonic subject, you'll begin to understand why I'm saying this and that. So, therefore, I want to encourage you all, once again, who are just tuning in for the first time, to go to the beginning and work your way up. I'm not saying don't listen tonight. I want you to listen tonight. But after you listen tonight, hey, you can click to the God's Word Demand logo on your screen. I think it's going to be on your left. You can click on it, and you can go to episodes. That should take you to the past episodes, and you can look it up. Amen. And, you know, start from the beginning. Now, tonight we're dealing with the Masonic Order, and as I told many of you who have been following on this broadcast, I told you right before I started this whole series on the Masonic Order, I told you it's a broad topic. They're going to have many parts and different sections, okay? And so far, I guess some of you saying, man, well, you sure telling the truth. But anyhow, I'm doing this because I want to get as much information to you as I can. Do that means I'm delivering every single thing to you? No. Once again, like I told you, there are other Christians who are doing this too. And I encourage you to look at what they say also. Amen. So, praise to God. So, we're dealing with, on this section, this part of Masonry, the initiation part 3. Masonry, the initiation part 3. And we've been talking about concerning their initiation process, where what happens when you are inducted to become a member of the Masonic Order, okay? And tonight, we're dealing with the initiation part 3. Now, I want to say, from way things looking, I'm not sure. It depends on how much we cover tonight. There may be an initiation part 3A, okay? Not 4 yet, but 3A. And I say why, because the 3A will be still dealing with this particular part. Because on this part tonight of Masonry, the initiation part 3, we're going to talk about the initiation process in a Masonic order where Freemasons must be secretive. Now, remember in part 1 of this initiation, we talk about the oath that when you become inducted to the membership or go through the ritual process to be inducted to become a member of the Masonic Order, you have to take an oath, okay? And we talked about it being an ungodly oath because the Masonic Order is ungodly. It's an ungodly organization. It's not a Christian organization. It's an ungodly organization because when you get to the very center core and go up the ladder and get to the real truth, you begin to see from the high-level Masons what the Masonic Order is all about. Amen. Now, I want to once again read to you what happens when you is going through the ritual of being inducted into or becoming a member of the Masonic Order. And we're going to deal with the secretive part tonight. Now, once again, it said at the time that the person who's a candidate who wants to become a Mason, he is led in the oath. The candidate is blindfolded. He is stripped of all his clothes, including his wedding ring. We'll be talking about that. He has to put on something similar to like pajamas with one leg rolled up and his shirt half off his torso. Okay. He has a rope put around his neck with which to be led around during the initiation ritual. He has also been told that he is in darkness and must depend on Masonry to bring him to the light. Hallelujah. And see, in this thing, this symbolic thing that they have you of stripping all your clothes and putting these so-called like pajamas on, one leg rolled up and all that. You're taking on a poverty spirit, okay? Hallelujah. You are admitting to them of your spiritual blindness and your need for the Masons to show you the light. When you follow these rituals that they have you to do, blindfolding you, stripping you all your clothes, wearing these particular pajamas on with one leg rolled up and your shirt has off your torso, showing that you are in poverty, okay, and admitting to your spiritual blindness, but at the same time showing that you have a need for the Masonic order to show you light, okay? And then, once again, you know, I read to you that not only are you stripped of all your clothing, but another thing that is included is the removal of your wedding ring. Now, your wedding ring, remember, is an outward covenant between you and your wife, you and your husband, okay? They have you to remove that, okay? In other words, that symbolically represents with them that you remove any indication of a previous covenant relationship when you remove this wedding ring. And here's the other thing, kicker. This is what we're going into tonight concerning that also, the removing of the wedding ring, okay? When you become a Mason, you're going to be eventually obligated to keep secrets. Now, we talked about that when we talk about the oath. You remember, I read to you what you're going to say in the oath. And in your oath, you even said, I promise to conceal and not reveal. But here's the other thing, too. You're going to be told to keep secrets even from your wife as being part of the oath. See, when you promise in that oath, I promise to conceal and not reveal, that includes your wife. That's why the removal of the wedding ring is so at that point. Because the Masonic order is saying that, hey, we are over your wife. Now, according to the word of God, the one that's over your spouse is supposed to be God. Amen. Not the organization is supposed to be God. God's supposed to be over your spouse, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then that's what is called a cable tow rope that is a pull around your neck. And once again, you're pulled by this rope, okay? Led around by this rope around your neck during the whole initiation ritual. This symbolically serves that you show that you are bound to the Masonic spirit. You are bound to the Masonic obligation. But once again, tonight, I want to talk about the secretive part. Because remember, you cannot tell once you become a Masonic member, you can't tell what's going on in our meetings. In fact, you can't even tell your wife. You can't even tell your son. You can't tell your family. Anything was said in the meetings or what y'all met about, can't tell it. You got to be straight out secretive. And that's why that's to not just your family, but anybody that's not a Mason. So if I went up to a Mason and said, hey, what do y'all be meeting about? He had to tell me, I can't tell you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He'll say, I can't tell you. Now, we're talking about secrets. Dealing with this Masonic order. I want to give you a definition of the word secret. And I asked Mr. Webster, I said, Mr. Webster, what does the word secret mean? Okay. And Mr. Webster passed along the three definitions to me that I want to read to you about the secret. What does the word secret mean? First thing, the word secret means something kept hidden or unexplained. Okay? Something kept hidden or unexplained. Number two, the word secret means something kept from the knowledge of others, whereas only shared only confidently with a few. That's the second definition. Okay? The third definition of the word secret means a method, formula, or process used in a art or operations. It is only divulged only to those of one's own company or craft. Okay? Now, according to the Masonic order, in their secrets per se, these three definitions can apply to them, but in a bad sense. Because they keep things hidden or unexplained, even to those who are their own members who are of the lower level. And remember, I read to you what Albert Pike had to say, that they are purposely lied to. They are purposely given false information and false interpretation about particular symbols and all that on purpose, okay? Masonic secrets, they keep things from the knowledge of others. And they share it only, as they say, with a confidentially few. That's those who are Masons. Now, they tell the lower level Masons some things, but they more mislead them and not give them the actual real truth. But see, they tell them certain things and say, okay, now you got to keep this secret. And see, what the lower level Masons fail to understand is that that is it's a lie itself too. So you're covering, you keeping secret that which is a lie. You understand what I'm saying? But only when you go up the particular ranks and get into the high level Mason part, when you get on up there, then you start really discovering who and what you're really worshiping. Then you really start discovering what those symbols really mean, besides what they told you. Because you would get to the point, you say, well, hey, so-and-so Mason told me, Masonic brother told me that this means that. But as you go up into the high level Mason, that's when you really find out what those symbols and all the other stuff they told you really mean. You really begin to find out who you really serve. Okay? Hallelujah. The Masonic secret also divulged only to those of his own of their own company or craft. Okay? Hallelujah. Their method. They have a particular method where they only indulge or tell only those of their own membership. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at some scriptures on the word secret. Like I said, I don't want to fly through this tonight. I want to gradually go through. So, if I don't cover all in this point tonight, there will be, the Lord said the same tomorrow, the initiation part 3A, dealing with the secrecy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the spirit of the living God. You know, today, I'm going to repeat this again. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, and we're going to look at verse 19. You know, today, and I want to say this before we go into this scripture here. When you're doing for the Lord, especially something that will uncover the deep works of darkness that Satan doesn't want to get out, we have to be very watchful for the enemy. Now, I'm not trying to praise the devil. Okay, but I'm not at the same time trying to take it for granted. You have to be watchful. Even God himself tell us to be watchful, to watch out for the enemy. And so today, you know, what I do at work many times, I contemplate and meditate and all that on what I'm going to go come with today on the Blog Talk Radio. And the Lord has been blessing me in this series to give unto those of you that are listening. And as I told you, y'all heard me maybe on a couple occasions tell you, say, hey, I be sensing the spirit very strong with me when since I've been doing especially this series. And so, you know, you have to watch out for the devil who said, hey, I can't have none of that. Okay. Because the Holy Ghost is with him, that means he's going to be successful. And so today, You know, I was just looking at something that happened on my job. Many times I'm at work, and many times I get to meditate on what I'm bringing forth. And so at one particular point in time, the job I work on, I run what is called a bandsaw that cuts steel. And so earlier in the morning, it was running fine, couldn't run it fine. And it got to a point where the blade started sounding like it was breaking up in there. And many times that signifies that you need to change the blade. So I changed the blade out, put another blade in there, and the brand new blade started sounding bad. And so now I had to go and tell the one in authority about what's happening, bring the maintenance man. But this calls up a distraction time with me. And then we have two breaks. We have a morning break and a lunch break. And there's many times where I get to go into both breaks and take what I'm going to go over with on Blog Talk Radio today or meditate on the scriptures into the break room. Well, just so happened today, and normally I bring my own lunch, just so happened that I did not have my lunch for the lunch break, so I decided to order out with the people. And it was ordered. And so when the lunch break came up, I took my tablet with me for what the scriptures I'm going to look over so I could go and pick up my lunch on the way to the lunchroom. And come to find out, the man was late. And so that kind of threw me off there. So I was looking at this whole thing. And here's the beautiful thing about the Lord. When you stay in the presence of God, stay wrapped up in his word, when you are out to do the work of the Lord, God would notify and let you know and give you this peace where you won't get all disturbed and out of the shape. And, this is where some people give up, because, see, God would let me see how Satan today was throwing distractions, because he wanted to throw me off the course. He wanted me to get my mind totally off of this, okay? That's what he wanted. And, see, I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I have been praying over these days and praying a particular prayer in the Word of God, a 91st Psalm, and God has been blessing me. And so when this thing came up, I didn't get all frustrated, in uproar, throw my hands up and say, that's it. You know, the Lord was notifying my spirit, and I knew then, I said, okay, this is a distraction of the enemy. And so when you stay in tune with God, you see that, then keep at it, keep forward. Don't let the enemy throw you off the course. Now, I wanted to say that before I go into the word. Now, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. Now, look at what God says. First, I'm going to start at verse 18, go to verse 19. Now, look what God says in his word. We talk about secrets today and how the Masonic order is so secretive. Okay? And they like to, you can't tell the secrets of the order to no one but another fellow Mason. Okay? It's all you can tell it to. No one else. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, look what he said. Verse 18 said, for thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. See, he didn't have to have no help. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret. Do you see that? In a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Amazing and interesting. Now, I looked up the word secret in this verse in the Hebrew, because we are looking at this from the Old Testament. Many of you know that the Bible was not originally written in English. It was written in Hebrew and in Greek for the New Testament. So I looked up the Hebrew word. What was the original Hebrew word that was there? When King James translated, he said our word secret equals that. And looking at the original Hebrew word for secret there, it means a cover in a good or bad, literally or figuratively sense. I'm going to read that again. The original Hebrew word that was there for secret means a cover in a good or bad, literally or figuratively sense. also backbiting. So when you are covering something, okay, that is connected to evil, to doing evil, connected to backbiting, whatever evil it is, whether it's idolatry, worshiping other gods and all that, that secret is you're covering in a bad sense. And so the Masonic order secrets covers in a bad sense, because it covers who and what you're truly worshiping. See, they'll tell you God. But see, as you go up, once again, and get up to the high level parts and all that, you begin to really find out who and what you're worshiping. Once again, remember one of the high level Masons, Albert Pike, what he said: you are purposely given false information and false interpretation on purpose. Because why? You have not shown yourself worthy for the real truth. That's according to Albert Pike. So they lie to you on purpose. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And see, in that same verse, and see God don't cover in a bad sense. He don't cover sin per se. He doesn't cover doing sin. Okay? Now notice in that verse, not only did he say, I have not spoken in secret, he said, in a dark place of the earth. Now, I look up the word dark to see what was the original Hebrew word there. And that word dark means, figuratively, it means misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness. Hallelujah. See, when you are speaking a covering from a place of wickedness, you are covering in a bad sense. Jesus. My God, I sense the Holy Ghost. The Masonic order promotes wickedness. Amen. And therefore, the secrets of the Masonic order is a cover from the place of wickedness. So if it's a cover from the place of wickedness, it's going to cover wickedness. So in the gathering, in the meetings, you can be having strip shows there and prostitutes visiting and all that. But they tell you, Mason, not to tell your wife, your children, or no one else that is not a Mason brother. You understand what I'm saying? So if you had some that was doing all that kind of adulterous partying and all that stuff, and you say, hey man, I saw y'all was having y'all Masonic meeting, what do y'all do there? I can't tell you. See, that word secret there, that secret be, that's a covering in a bad sense. Hallelujah. And so since you are covering from a place of wickedness, you're going to cover wickedness or evil. You understand what I'm saying? Any wickedness or evil that's done in those meetings, in your organization, you're going to cover it. See, that's why the higher ups in Masons lie to the lower level Masons. To do what? To cover the evil and wickedness that they're actually doing. My God, I pray that you really hear me on this. To those of you that's Christian that became a Mason, I pray that you really hear me on this. And if you don't believe me, hey, at least take what I'm telling you to the Lord Jesus. At least do that. Don't just sit and try to write me off as being crazy and think that, oh, okay, there's something wrong with him. He don't know what he's talking about. Because like I said it on the other broadcast before, many of you may come to me and say, hey, brother, I ain't heard none of that stuff you said. They ain't never showed me none of that stuff you said. So therefore, you got to be lying and not knowing what you're talking about. And if you told me that you never heard or seen it, guess what I tell you? I believe you. And the reason why I tell you that, because they tell me one thing, what level you on. Number two, from what Albert Pike said, ain't no doubt in my mind. I know you don't know. They ain't telling you. They telling you something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Bashata. Hekeda Bahana Bashita. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read a verse out of one of the messages that the Lord Jesus Christ sent to the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, that he mentioned in Matthew 17 and Malachi chapter 4. He was also known as the messenger of the Lord in Malachi 3, known also as the prophet from Deuteronomy 18 and Acts chapter 3. This is the word of Jesus Christ that he sent through this angel messenger. He said, "Yea, said the Lord, I have sent my messenger. Will the people hear him? I have not spoken in secret or in hiding. He has spoken my words and will. It shall stand, for this is my pleasure. I know the end from the beginning, and I have planned deliverance to all that will call on my name in righteousness and humility before me." Did you hear that? Jesus said, he said, "I've sent my messenger." He said, "I haven't spoken in secret or hiding. I ain't spoken in there. I ain't spoken to cover up anything." Hallelujah. And see, this word of the Lord, you know, Jesus told us to tell this word to mankind. He said, "Now listen, y'all few that meet together with me, you keep it among yourself. Don't tell nobody else. Just keep it among yourself. And anybody tell you what you be doing when y'all assemble together, you can't tell them." Jesus doesn't tell the church nothing like that. Jesus tells us to go preach the gospel. See, not only the church has the gospel, but he wants the church to give the gospel out to the world so they can have a chance to come on in. He ain't talking about some, "Well, you know, keep it secret within yourself. Don't let no unbelievers come to the gatherings so they won't know what you're doing." No. That's secretive in a bad sense. You're covering up something. So if you get to something like that, you start getting into the occult arena or getting into the occult kind of spirit. Okay? Amen. And Jesus said he has sent his messenger. And then he goes on and said, he said, "I have planned deliverance to all that will call on my name in righteousness." Why? Because he wants all to be delivered. Amen. Jesus ain't just telling the Christian, "Okay, now y'all just practice deliverance with one another by yourselves, because I don't want nobody else to be delivered." No. No, none of that. Hallelujah. Or tell us, y'all just have the good news now and keep the good news to yourself. No. Jesus told us, go out and tell the people. Amen. Somebody come and ask me, say, what y'all be doing in service? I said, we study the word of God, and I ain't even tell them what we study on. No secret of that. You got to be that secret of that. My God, you're covering up something. And see, that's what happened in the Masonic order. Okay? It's a covering up. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus. Let's go to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. See, the Lord said in Isaiah 45, He said, I speak in righteousness. I declare the things that right. Okay? And see, in these secrets of the Masonic order, they don't declare things that are right. They don't speak in righteousness. Especially when you're lying to some of your own members, that's not righteousness. And then when you lie to them, you say, "Okay, now keep it secret. You can't tell nobody about this. Because remember the oath you made. You start telling the workers of the Masonic order, you get to cut your throat and pull your tongue out." Hallelujah. My God. I pray that those of you that have joined will hear me tonight. You know, I have nothing but love for you. Okay? I got nothing but love for you. We all have missed the point, missed the boat, whatever you want to call it, went down the wrong road, didn't hear the right direction. We all had did it. And I, like I said, I really believe in my heart that many of you that became that were Christians, that became Masons, you didn't do your due diligence. And you looked at that, they said, well, we visit the children in the hospital, we give, we blah, 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 we do this. You start going, hey, well, that got to be good. That's nice because they, you know, they help the children, they give money, but you did not search out. You didn't do your research. And I also believe that some of you, when you got into the initiation process and they took you through it, you knew in your spirit something wasn't right. Oh, yeah, you knew something was right. But because of fear of man, fear of who you was around, you probably had some good friends up in the Masonic order, or feared about what the men would say, you went on through it anyhow. But you knew in your spirit something wasn't right. The things they were doing with you, what they had you saying, what they were saying, you just knew in your spirit it wasn't right. But you ignored it. Hallelujah. And see, God was trying to let you know right then. But he's still a merciful God. That's why he's having this word to come unto you today. Amen. Now, John chapter 18, verse 19 to verse 21. John chapter 18, verses 19 to verse 21. And the word said, the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Jesus, I was open with you on it. Glory. Hallelujah. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. Jesus said, why are you asking me what I said? You can ask my disciples. See, the Masonic order don't tell you that. If you are outside of Masonic order and you ask one of the leaders, say, hey, what do y'all meet about? He's not going to tell you why you ask me, ask the men under me. They're not going to tell you that. You can counsel that. That ain't happening. I don't care if you come across to one of the ones they call, quote, the worshipful master, all that. If you come to him and you say, listen, I see y'all had met. Well, What do y'all meet about? What y'all talk about? He gonna tell you I can't tell you. And he definitely ain't gonna tell you. So, well, listen, why don't you go ask so and so over there? He's a member, he's under me. Go ask him. He's not gonna tell you that. Why? Because they so secretive. Where they cover, but that type of secretive they're doing is a covering in a bad sense. It's covering evil. And then the two times you got an organization that is an antichrist organization, you know a lot of that what's being covered is that which is promoted against Christ. And like I said, there's no doubt in my mind, some of you who are Christian that join, even in your assembly and meetings, y'all been going over some stuff that just hadn't set right in your spirit. But once again, because of fear, you don't say nothing. And then there's some others whose heart is not really in it. They try to do it in a slick way. They just said, well, I'm going to quit going to the meetings. I'm going to stay away. Huh. And they found it out. Some of the other Masonic members are hunting them down. Hey, man, you ain't been at the meeting. What's going on? Oh, man, only thing you got to do is pay your dues. Come on back. Amen. Hallelujah. Because instead of you standing and say, hey, this Masonic order is wrong, I sin, I repent, I come out of this, you try to be slick by saying that, well, maybe if I stay away and quit coming to the meetings, they'll forget about me and all that. No, not that simple, buddy. Not that simple. You got to repent. Call that thing for what it is. Amen? Yeah, you need to stay away, but you need also to repent. Because even though you stayed away physically, spiritually, you are still connected to the Masonic order. And that's why God tell you to repent. Confess, acknowledge. Acknowledge that you sin when you join the Masonic order. Acknowledge that, hey, I regret that I did that. I got to change of mind about it. Lord, I'm going to turn away from it. And I ask that you forgive me. And you say, I break my allegiance and my connection to it in the name of Jesus. I renounce it. Hallelujah. That's why, you see, that's why God had to do that. And see, Jesus right here said in John 18, he said, I was open with you. You know what he said? He said, I was in the synagogues where the Jews be at. I was there among them, speaking, talking. And he actually said, high priest, why are you asking me? Ask my disciples what I said. Now, if Jesus was so secretive, ain't no way in the world he'd been saying, why don't you go ask my disciples? But once again, you're not going to catch the Masonic order doing you like that. If you're not a Mason brother, and you go into that worshipful master or whoever in the Mason order, and you have to say, hey, what y'all be meeting about? What y'all be talking about? They're going to say, hey, well, go ask that Mason brother over there and let that Mason brother tell you. They ain't doing that. It's not happening. Because, see, that's how the secret of process works with you. So that ain't happening. You can cancel that. That's not going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not going on. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I do believe that we're going to be doing, Lord say the same tomorrow night, the initiation part 3A. We're going to still talk about this secretness about the Masonic order. Get into a couple of things that about them that they do in this secrecy, okay? But I'm here to tell you that it is for real, okay? Amen. This is serious. People, this is serious. I'm not just coming on Blog Talk Radio just to fill up space time, just be talking to you, just be saying something. This thing is for real, okay? And I know that the number one person that don't like me reporting on this is Satan. Because he got so many people in bondage to this thing. He got so many people actually believing that the Masonic order is a good thing. As some say, as when Brother Manny had his broadcast one night, just a social club, a social kind of gathering. No, it's more than that. More than that, this thing has spiritual significance. And see, people that want to get, some of them, I say, who wants to get so upset about it, only know the lies that they've been told. Now, there are others that get upset about it that know the real truth, but hey, you can't look for the devil to be fair now, okay? He ain't going to be fair. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Very secretive. They cover in a bad sense. Not a good sense, in a bad sense. Once again, when it's connected to evil, sin, whatever, and you're covering it up, that's a secret. It's a cover. Okay? And it's a cover for what is actually true. It's a cover of a bad, in a bad sense, okay? And they cover, once again, what's actually true, and they tell you lies. And then they cover sin. Because once again, you got all kinds of people that's into the Mason or adult fornicators, you name it. Okay? That, you know, because, again, glory. I had just got a phone call that just went off, but praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. And see, people, like I said, this thing is serious. It's for real. It's not a play game, okay? It is straight off for real, okay? My God. And like I said, even if, you know, some of you would say, well, Brother Nate, I'm not sure about what you're saying. Okay, I understand that. But at least take what I'm telling you back to the Lord. That's what I'm asking for, you know. Take what I'm telling you back to the Lord. You know, you know, sometimes we as Christians, we are so quick to write off things like it doesn't come from God. We don't do our proper checking. And if it doesn't fit with what we say, then we, you know, disregard it quickly. Many times we fail to understand that we're disregarding actually something God has said. Okay? Amen. Actually something that he has said. The Lord has, and he's going to continue to deliver more out of the Masonic order. There have been pastors who was Masons. And now some of them have come to the light of truth and got out of it, okay? If your heart is truly sincere before, he will reveal truth to you, okay? He'll reveal truth. And if you get to a place where you stay in communion with God, he's definitely going to reveal truth to you. Amen. He's definitely going to do that. You know, and this is why God is calling his people in that relationship, that part where they will become more affectionately attached to him. But see, when you're so busy, quote, with your own life, running, doing this and that, and you're not spending no time with him, then you're open, wide open for deception. That means that, you know, like I told y'all, or whatever, I think it was early this year, something like that. For example, jobs. Every job that comes with a higher pay is not from the Lord all the time. See, some people, for example, they may be working on a job where they're only making $35,000 a year. All of a sudden, here comes this offer to them, higher position, they can make $100,000. And the first thing people be quick to say, oh, that's a blessing from the Lord. And come to find later on that job requires you to work 7 days a week. You can't go to church. You're working 12 to 14 or 15 hours a day. When you're through, you're so tired, you have enough strength to lift up the spoon to put in your mouth to eat, and then you're going to sleep, and now you're doing that routine each time. So every quote, extra, higher paying job is not always something all the time from the Lord. See, sometimes when the devil wants to get you off track, he'll come with some of that stuff too to get you wrapped up in that. And so, especially if your heart is on the material things, the devil say, oh, I know what he like. Yeah, let me get this job to be offered to him, you know. And he going to take it because he tell me he wants some more money, and that'll keep him wrapped up. He ain't going to have no time for Jesus, and so I can pull all kinds of wool over his eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we thank you for this day that you have made and created. I thank you for being Lord God and ruler of all things. So, Lord, I pray that I've been pleasing in your sight, Lord God, and I pray that I have done what you have me to do. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless every soul that was listening, that was tuned into this broadcast. May you strengthen them and keep them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Don't forget, the Lord say the same tomorrow night. Another God's Word Demand broadcast. We'll be coming with Masonry, the Initiation Part 3A. Going to talk a little bit more about the secrecy part. Just get a little bit more information on what they do secretly. Amen. Praise be to God. So stay tuned for that. Look for the advertisement for tomorrow night. The Lord say the same. So I love you all. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word Demand broadcast. May God bless you, and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Now, how many know that Jesus reigns?
Behold,
behold.